Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
In stereo. I like In stereo.
I told you I met Bill O'Reilly at the 2001 World Series. He was sitting in the press box.
Wow.
And I felt compelled to go over and say something to him, Chris.
We'll do it live.
No, I said, Bill, I don't agree with you often, but I do watch your show on Fox. That's exactly what I said to him.
That's nice.
Yeah. He's a big sports fan. You know,
did you know
the other stuff I didn't like? No.
Okay.
I just introduced myself.
If he had been a Patriots fan, he would have known you.
He would have known who I was.
As a Tom Brady hater. Yes, yes.
No doubt. All right.
But we got a great show, guys, so keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio for the next 3 hours. We're on Fox Sports Radio, as I said. We're on Sirius XM Channel 83, and we're on the iHeart Radio app. So keep it locked. We got 3 hours of fun. We got a special guest today, Ice Cube. Friend of the show.
Wow.
His big three is in full swing. Rob, I actually watched some of the big three this weekend.
I never missed the big three.
It was pretty good. They got a new red court. I don't know if that's new. Rob G, did they have that red court last year? It's new. Yeah, it looks good. It's like it's eye-popping.
When I was in Chicago, they were staying at the hotel across the street. There was some the teams, and they had, I guess, something going on in Chicago when I was there a couple weeks ago.
Oakley was in Chicago, I know. I know.
Is Oakley playing or is he coaching?
No, he's coaching.
Okay.
He's coaching, I think, the Killer Bees. I think they got beat, if I'm not mistaken, on Saturday. But okay, cool. We got Ephraim Salam joining us at the bottom of the hour, friend of the show. He's always a lot of fun. And we still got plenty of stuff to talk about, this NBA potential trade with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Is, you know, it keeps zigging and zagging, and there's a new zig today.
There was a little water thrown on it today. Can we say that?
Yeah. We're going to get into that. But let's introduce the iCouple crew. We got super producer Rob G.
Nice of him to show up.
I know. Everybody else, we worked yesterday on the holiday. Rob G, didn't you feel guilty bouncing your daughter on your knee, eating hot dogs and hamburgers while we were still here working, doing the iCouple, keeping us our downloads high and keeping people entertained on a holiday?
Absolutely not.
I didn't think so. Rob G could be making, he's like, it doesn't matter what job. Like I get it if you're working some mundane, you know, like I'm making loaves of bread or I'm digging ditches or whatever. It doesn't matter what job Rob G's doing. If he's off, he's off, and that's it.
That's cool.
I got the Kyrie Irving approach to work.
Oh, is that right?
Don't go that far.
I think you're better than that.
Right. When you're supposed to be here, you're here. We got DJ Alex Teichert, A.K.A. Alex the Vegan.
Hey, real quick.
I don't know. I think I'm going to stop calling him Alex the Vegan.
Wait a minute. That's Rob G.
He ate
two slabs
of pork ribs.
He had ribs.
Why are you telling Rob G?
For shame.
He ate pork ribs at that. He didn't just like eat a hot dog or a ham.
Yes.
He ate two slabs of pork ribs.
I did.
And then it sounded
like he was actually thinking about, you know, coming over to our side.
Don't you dare.
You sounded like it.
Rob G, after that, then he had a couple of pig feet to wash it down.
Oh, God.
Hey, you might as well have.
Hey, Rob Parker, I got a great joke about Adam and his rib. You want to hear it?
You know what? That reminds me of the McRib. Do you remember when McDonald's had the McRib?
Yes.
Chris, they had ribs with no bones in it. I'm like, I'm not eating that sandwich. What's a McRib?
I don't know what that was. I remember that.
Yep.
All right, and we got Isaac Lowenkrau.
Wow.
On the up. Why do I think of a beer? Lowenkrau. What's the beer that sounds like that? Lowenbrow?
Lowenbrow. Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer we'll pour must be something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lowenbrow.
Who sang that, Rob?
I don't know.
Whoever it is, let's keep it that way.
That wasn't bad off the top
Isaac
of my head.
Lowenkrau. Did I say that right? Isaac Lowenkrau.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Shams Charania, one of the premier news breakers in the NBA, he was on the Pat McAfee show today. And regarding the Nets trades of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, here's what he had to say.
The Nets, they pick up TJ Warren today. They're making moves and they're doing things this offseason with, in their mind, the preparation and operation as if they're bringing these two guys back next season and playing with these two guys. Now, I think they're open in dialogue and they're open to teams like Toronto, Phoenix, Miami making offers. But until they get that price threshold met, which I'm told is all-star type players, a boatload of draft picks. They're not going to move. This is what they're telling teams. We're not going to move Kevin Durant until the price is met.
Yeah, Rob. And this morning I made some calls around the league, and I came to the same conclusion from talking to people. The Nets, even if Durant, Kyrie aren't there, they're not trying to go to the bottom. They're trying to be competitive next year. But as Shyam said, the moves they're making, I mean, bringing in TJ Warren, bringing in Royce O'Neal, keeping Patty Mills and Nix Claxton, those are really productive role players around stars, right?
Yep.
So that, to me, they're bettering
They wouldn't bring
themselves.
Those guys in if they were going to gut the roster, Chris.
No.
It wouldn't make any sense.
Absolutely. And so I'm told, like, they looked at the Utah trade and what they got for Rudy Gobert, which was 5 first-round picks and 5
players. And said, we get 10 for Durant.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, look, we're getting more picks than that. And they also want a young star or two. And so, Rob, when we talked about, I mean, as long as they have Ben Simmons on the roster, they can't have another,
right,
you know, guy making his rookie contract extension. So that takes Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Andrew Wiggins, Bam Adebayo, all of these guys and more, Jason Tatum, off the
all
board.
All off the table, yeah.
Like, you can't even I'm sorry, a lot of the guys I would want if I'm the Nets are on that list.
Right. We saw and that so, list.
Right. I look, if I'm the Nets, again, like I said yesterday, Robin, I've said a few times, sure, KD, we'll look. You know, we'll consider it. But we're going to do what's best for the team. We think you're a great player. We think you're the best player in the league. And we think with you and Kyrie and Ben Simmons and the additions we've made as well as the guys we brought back, that we can win a championship. So we'll come to you if something, you know, materializes and starts to make sense to us. But otherwise, get ready for training camp and let's go win a championship. Like, to me, that's what the conversation should be.
Right. It has to be that, Chris. There's no way that the Nets should just give away players of that caliber without feeling like they got what they deserve, that and more, and feel good about it moving forward. It's not as if he's out of the picture or it's out of the question of making a move. That's not the issue. It's fair value. They're saying, hey, they're under contract. We could bring them back.
4 years.
Right.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, this notion that the Nets don't have leverage.
No, they have all the leverage.
All the leverage. Right.
All
the leverage. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving don't have leverage. Like, this whole notion Kyrie's going to force his way to L.A. How?
He can't. And then we'll talk about that as well. You know, Jeannie Buss with her tweet, Chris, we'll get to that.
Right.
And it don't sound like they're bending over backwards either. I know LeBron is interested, and sure he is because of the Westbrook fiasco. So,
right, they're desperate.
Right. They're
That's
desperate.
Why they're the one team that wants Kyrie.
Exactly.
They want Kyrie because they're desperate. It's really their only way of getting into even spitting distance of the Western Conference championship. Right.
And then, getting rid of Westbrook, who
right.
Darvin Ham, you know, recited the Bible for him, Chris, about how quickly is that over? Like,
right.
Can we ask Darvin Ham, are you still going to rework Westbrook? It sounds like LeBron doesn't want him. I mean,
from some of the conversations I had earlier today, I came away feeling, I don't think the Nets want Westbrook, which understandably, I mean, number one, I don't think they've even broached the idea with Durant, right? Like, would you even? I mean, they probably just assuming no, he doesn't want to play with him. And two, the only reason a team would want Russ is for him to excite the fans for 1 year, right? By maybe averaging a triple double, and then you dump him after the season. The Nets don't need that.
They're not trying to do that, right?
Right. That's they got a they salary want. Dump, if that's what you want to call it, with Kyrie Irving.
Right.
It's a little less, but it's still a heavy one if he doesn't, you know. And Kyrie has to play ball, too.
Kyrie has to reestablish himself.
His value. Yeah.
Absolutely. So there's no doubt about any of that. I think you're spot on.
They feel confident, too. And this is not taking Kevin Durant for granted. But they're saying, look, KD is a hooper. Like, KD just wants to play ball. Like, they can't fathom him sitting out a season a la Ben Simmons.
No, no.
And I'm telling you, Rob, this could be the best thing to happen to Kevin Durant if he's not traded, if Kyrie. And if I was Kevin Durant, I'd be working on Kyrie's mentality right now if he's strong enough.
Right. And they might get to the point where they just say, right, there's nothing else we can do here. We can't do it. We can't get your value. You just saw what happened with Gobert, and they offered nothing for you. We can't do it.
Right.
We can't. Financially, we can't.
And then if Simmons, Rob, if Simmons is right mentally, forget improving. If he's just a player,
just being the player he used to be, absolutely.
He created more 3-point buckets for his teammates than in any other player outside of Russell Westbrook in the last 4 years.
Amazing.
Or the 4 seasons he played. So his drive and kick game with the shooters they have, come on. I mean, so Rob, sure, if Kevin Durant went to Golden State, they'd have a better chance of winning the championship. But obviously, that's not a good look for him. And so, there's not a place he can go, in my view, that gives him a better chance of winning the title than Brooklyn.
Right, than staying put. That's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I don't think it's as eminent as people had hoped. You know, the writers who are jumping on it, and I get it. You want to be first. You want to put your stuff out there. But it really cool from that first day, Chris, where it looked like things were happening. It looks like it's quiet, and they're going to take their time. And if somebody steps up, there could be a deal. If nobody steps up, there might not be a deal. There we are.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. At this point, would it make more sense now for the Nets to just run it back with KD and Kyrie? Rob and I think so. What do you say? Odd Couple, your turn to weigh in, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores,
putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That's right. Tuesdays is now Hard Rock Tuesday. Alex, is that... that what we call it? Heavy Metal Tuesday?
I think so.
Like,
this is a shout out to Stranger Things. I know you two have not watched it, but this was huge in the new ones.
Well, personally, I never miss Stranger Things.
Ho, ho, ho. How'd you take that back?
All right. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, folks, one place to go is called AutoZone. All right? Because that's America's number one, not number two, three, four, five, number one battery destination. They offer free battery services such as free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Your turn to weigh in. At this point, should the Nets just run it back? You know, look, we're not moving your KD. We're not moving your Kyrie. We tested the market. Nothing we liked. Let's go win a title, boys.
That sounds nice. We'll see what happens. Let's kick it off, Chris, with Tim, Chili Tim, on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Tim, what up? What's up, Rod? What's up, Noop?
What up, Noop? How you feeling, yo?
I'm chilling, man. Chilling.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all need to stop. Y'all are... like that old Budweiser commercial.
Right, right. No, that wasn't Budweiser. That was the What's Up. What's up? Was it? What was
no,
that?
No, that was Budweiser, right, Chip?
Yeah, that was Budweiser.
That was Budweiser?
Yeah. What's remember up? They were, they were was calling it? Each other?
Was that? Was like that?
Yeah,
was
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
All right. So what you got, Tim?
So I think, man, that, you know, my grandfather used to have this saying, you know, when we didn't want to eat what he was giving us, he would say poke, roll, and grit, right? You can poke out your lips, roll your eyes, and grit your teeth, but you're going to eat what we put down there.
Right. You're going to eat it and like it. You know old like school it. Country.
And I think that's what black the next folk. Tell. Exactly. So I think that's what the Nets should tell Durant and Kyrie. You're going to like it. You're going to play and you're going to like it.
I agree.
At least for this year.
They don't and have then, to tell him in those terms.
Right.
But yeah,
and then,
that's what
and
your
then reevaluate. I agree. We're not
you
doing that.
You got to start standing up to these players at some point, man.
I know. And I hate to say it like that. I do. But I'm with you, Tim. I mean, like you're asking people to make financial commitments to you, Chris. And you're not willing to commit to the organization. Is that wrong to feel
no.
you should? I just
Rob,
don't get it.
I've heard a lot of talk about Kevin Durant's loyalty to Kyrie Irving, right? That's what a lot of people
right.
are saying. Oh, my gosh, he's such a loyal friend, blah, blah, blah. And obviously, that's his boy, and he loves him, and that's great. But what about loyalty to the Nets?
Right.
Rob, they have committed $312 million to Kevin Durant.
And he's played how many
games? He's played 90 games.
Unbelievable.
He's played fewer than Kyrie.
Unbelievable.
And look, just to put that in perspective, $312 million, LeBron James through his career has made about $390 million roughly. His career.
Right.
He's played 19 years. And
Kevin Durant got that for 9
maybe 5, 6 years, something
right.
like that.
Unbelievable.
So come on. I mean, so Stop. Yeah, Tim is absolutely right. And again, why do you want, Rob, if KD has 4 years left on his deal, that's just ridiculous that he's right. even got the gall to request the trade.
A mitigated then, gall.
Right, right. And Kyrie, first of all, Kyrie never requested a trade. So no, this notion, I guess the assumption, which is smart, was that, it was one of my first thoughts too, Rob. If you trade KD, then by all means, I'm trying to get rid of Kyrie.
Right, like, right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Like, but he never did say that. Around. Absolutely.
Right, he's
You're
never
right.
requested. And the implication, if he wants to trade, and he put out his, I don't know if it was a Twitter or Instagram, I think Instagram, where somebody, you know, he's like a caged bird flying out of the cage.
Right.
If he wants out, and that's what the reporting is saying, then that is an egregious act to sign with a team for $36 million
and then say
and
you want out.
Like, right?
You should have taken the $6 million and gone to
right?
the Lakers. He could have opted out and do your
and
own
it
thing.
It should be a rule
right.
against signing with a team and essentially immediately wanting out. Like,
this
you just
some, baseball
to get the
has
money.
Something like that, Chris, real quick. Where if you leave, like if the team doesn't offer you a contract, right, and you leave, they can't re-sign you until like 2 months into the season. Like, so there's a punishment. Like
right.
they can't cut
I
you.
I think the NBA has some.
Something similar.
Rules as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't be re-signed.
That. Right.
Right.
You
right
can't
away.
Be moved. You know, he opted into his deal, so I don't know if that's different.
Right,
but, you know, when you sign a free agent contract, you can't be moved till December 15th.
Yeah, like that, right. It was something like here. That. Dante in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, D?
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up? Yeah, I called in yesterday as well, and even after the report today, I still feel the same way. Like, I feel like the Nets, they shouldn't want to run it back. Because if they can get, like, a lot of draft picks, I know eventually one of those picks can turn out to be like a superstar or something.
Are you
I mean,
sure?
Philly, they had a yeah. I mean,
do
Philly,
most
they had
do
a bunch
most
of picks
draft
at one
picks
point.
Pay? Sacramento's had a ton of draft picks.
Lately. Ask them where
How's
their championship
out?
Is.
Okay, so what about Philadelphia and what about Boston?
Hey, Philadelphia hadn't even been to the conference finals.
I know, but they got. A
I mean, I get it. I like Joel Embiid, but
chance.
Let's keep it real. They haven't been to the conference finals. They haven't been any further than the Nets. Nets went to the second round, too.
Right.
2 years ago.
I'm just saying, like, it ain't automatic that somebody's going to emerge. Like, that sounds good.
Right.
And you want to believe that, the draft system, Chris, but there are a lot of bad teams that have never gotten there and never gotten close to it. It's just it's not automatic.
Most first-round picks don't pan out. And, hey, Rob, we've said it. Most lottery picks don't become stars.
Chris, you remember the Clippers in the 80s? They got nothing but first pick. Yep. Remember when Elgin Baylor was the GM?
Michael Olowokandi.
They got everybody. Everybody yep. and their uncle.
Darius Miles.
It was ridiculous.
No, it was, yes, they did. You're absolutely right. And, no, if I'm the Nets, man, I want to compete. And again, it's not like KD's got on the last year of his deal. That's the thing.
Right.
It's not like teams are breaking down their door to get Kyrie. Kyrie has to impress teams. And Rob, I'm going to be honest. If Kyrie comes out and has a phenomenal season, I still don't think his value on the market is going to be that great.
No, I still. But somebody will sign him. Somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
will,
the Lakers
somebody.
Will have There's money, so maybe they'll go for him.
There'll always be somebody, Chris, in there. But
yeah,
right
but
now they're
we're
leery.
Talking about money.
No, I
you
know.
You know, they might want him for $10 million a year or something.
Right. No, it'd be more than that, but I hear you.
You know, so I think teams will feel like, hey, he just did it for a contract year. All right, Ephraim Salaam is next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know who's in store when you hear the funky sounds of Too Short. Former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend host, writer on Bel Air. If you haven't checked it out, go to Peacock and do so. Excellent show. And our man Ephraim Salaam, what's up,
Ephraim.
Brother?
Ephraim.
What's happening?
We going to get right to it, man, because we getting to you late, unfortunately. I want to go here. Demaryius Thomas, I'm sure you saw the news that he has CTE. You know, he's the late Demaryius Thomas. Do you have concerns about this? I mean, does this give you pause about anything? Or I'm not even asking about you individually, but just the sport in general. Is this just something you have to accept that you sign up for potentially when you play in the NFL or even at the big college level?
Well, it is. And to answer your first question, it's petrifying. Just to know the extent of the sacrifice that we put our bodies through. And, you know, we didn't have this information back when I was playing. I like that guys have the information now, and they have – you see a lot more guys retiring early in their career, you know, in their 20s. Before, the notion was you got to stick in the NFL until they roll you out, right?
Right.
Like, you
got to
play as long as you can. And the league's trying to make the game safer for guys, but it's scary. I just got a whole neurological workup, and I was petrified to know what the results were, because, you know, the last thing you want to do is realize that, you know, there's some diminished capacity in your cognitive ability. And, you know, thank God I came back with, flying colors, so to speak.
Good,
but it's scary, man. So that's why I won't let my kids play.
Oh, really? You won't let your kids play?
Oh, no, we won't be doing it.
Wow. Like, how old are they?
Did we lose them?
Did we lose?
No.
We're losing. You're breaking up. How old are they?
They are 10 and 11.
Do they want to play? Have they said, Daddy,
you won't let them play
football
at all? Like,
Can we play?
No, they won't be playing. You know, my youngest wants to play, but it's not happening.
Interesting.
As a parent, Chris, you know, you don't ever want your kids to be in pain. Like, of course, you can't stop the world from you know, stop them from pain. But
right.
I would never want them to wake up the way I wake up every morning. The level of pain I'm in.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say,
every day.
Look, I didn't have boys. I had girls, and they're adults now. I would have let my boys play, but I didn't play at the level you did. I was done after high school, you know, so I know I say this because football was my favorite sport. It got more and more painful the older I got. Every year it got a little more painful. So I can imagine.
Just imagine. Right? Yeah. At the end of my career, at the end of my 13th year, I was like, you know what? I really don't feel like – I mean, it would – those Monday mornings became a whole nother level of pain.
Wow.
Right? Go ahead. I was just going to say, what kind of pain are you in now? Like, is getting up tough or anything like that?
Getting up, getting down on the ground, my shoulders, my back, both my knees, my right ankle. The tightness in my hands sometimes, like all of these things, you know, I've herniated disc. I have two torn labrums. I've had eight surgeries, six on my knees, two on my ankles. Like this is, wow. You know, this is what, who wants their kids to experience that level of pain?
Right.
It's the world is open to them, right? This was our way out. And this was, you know, a way for me to change the socioeconomic, you know, backdrop of my family for years to come. They're fine. They can do anything they want now.
Yeah.
It's a real thing, man. It's a serious.
No, it is. I've talked to plenty.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about the game, right? It is. I mean, they could try to make it safer, but it is what it is.
It's a collision sport.
Okay. We got to get this.
That's it.
We got to ask you one other thing.
Go ahead.
RG3 is saying he was ready to get back into the NFL. He's ready now. He's I am ready. The quote is, I'm ready to go now. What? What?
Ephraim, you know what Rob called RG3,
stop,
right?
Stop. We're not going there. I'm asking a question to Ephraim. And he hasn't taken an NFL snap in 19 months, but he says he wants to return to
it. It's only been 19 months. Wow.
Yeah.
That's not as long as I thought.
I know he's 32 years old. What do you make of that? Can he come back and play?
I mean, he can come back and play, but at what level? Like, he can be a backup like he was prior to him retiring. You know, is he coming back to want to start and want to play, or is he coming back to be a backup somewhere on the team, which is a possibility? There are always room for backups out there, you know. But him coming back and leading the team and starting, I that ship has sailed.
He had he played the game and he came in. Remember, he got that start in December 2020. He had 7 completed passes, 33 yards, and a pick.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, you know, he never really fully developed.
Right.
And the injury after his rookie year really set
him
back.
And he was really good, man, in the beginning.
Yeah. He never really recovered from that aspect of it. And the dysfunction there at Washington, it was just too much for him to overcome. But that's the hand that's dealt sometimes, man, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and that's it. I mean, who had a brighter future, it appeared, than him after his rookie year?
No, it was him and Andrew Luck. They were supposed to be the next generation.
You remember they won 7 games in a row, won the division, all that in Washington?
Went to the playoffs,
Oh, yeah. It was a big deal.
Yeah. All right. That's our man, Ephraim Salam. Great stuff as always.
Thanks,
brother.
Buddy.
You'll be filling
Thank
in
you,
next
John,
week for
safe.
Rob. So we'll get you on then. We'll have fun.
He didn't sound like he was too optimistic or too.
Well, you know, I'm rough on your feelings. I mean,
yeah, well, that's
I work them over pretty good.
Yeah, that's because you're LeBron and you try to, you know,
Well, we got Ephraim for 3 days.
Shuffle
next
the deck.
Week. Rob G is going to be in.
Really, Rob G? You went there, huh?
And VJ the Vanilla Child Husky.
Vanilla
VJ Husky, Vanilla.
Yeah,
Big Bunny,
is that it?
Vanilla.
So that's the lineup? I don't
that's
know. If I was a listener, would I listen to the show? I don't know.
Of course. Of course. I'm still here.
I'm kidding.
All right. One of the biggest names in sports just made a big mistake. We'll get into that next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Did I do that?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time, Rob, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Oh, yeah, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it's en route. Chris, I want to give a message to you from Harvey Arradin, one of your former colleagues at the New York Times. That's
great,
right.
Great, excellent writer.
Yep.
Outstanding columnist.
And he's teaching students at the School of the New York Times at Fordham University, Chris, in Manhattan on West 60th Street. So I was there. I spoke to some kids today, but just wanted to say hello from Harvey. All right, here we go.
Cool.
I got to be way. My best bet was Yankees at the Pirates. Over 9, Chris. Run, that's the run total for both teams, over 9, and it's just 1-0 in the second inning. Pirates currently leading the Yankees, so 1-0, but over 9, I expect the Yankees' bats to explode. They've been a little quiet the last couple games. Mets at the Reds, I'm going with the over in the run total as well. Reds pitching's not good. Mets got some bats, over 9. And finally, the money line. The Tigers swept a doubleheader, Chris, from the Guardians. I got the Guardians tonight, money line, minus 160 at the Tigers. Guardians need to win. They can't be swept by the Tigers, so I just went money line on that game. Remember, Yankees, Pirates over, Mets, Reds over, run totals, and our money line, Guardians over the Tigers. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Shekel City, whatever he said, do the opposite. Rob G, read the Jeannie Buss tweet for us the
yes,
other day.
Yes, Jeannie Buss doing her thing.
The Lakers owner.
Chris
mom
put me on
and
this
the mom
spot.
And pop shop.
You know what? To call it a mom and pop shop would be unbelievably accurate, Chris. I just
yeah, that's how it's. That
they've there. Won by getting the best players in the league. Like, Rob, how many of the best 10-ish players have played for the Lakers? Magic,
seven.
Kobe, Shaq, Wilt, Kareem, that's
LeBron.
Five. LeBron, that's seven or six. Did I say Shaq, Kobe?
Yep.
I don't know if I said Shaq.
You did.
I said
you
Shaq.
Did.
So that's six right there. Then
I
you got
seven.
Jerry
we
West, Elgin
somebody,
Baylor.
Right.
Right, I might be missing somebody. So, yeah, that's how they've won.
Here's
it ain't
the
because
tweet.
Of the,
here's the tweet. Jeannie Buss on 4th of July. It was, I guess it was supposed to be an homage to Kobe Bryant. Didn't come off that way, though. Here's the tweet. I miss KB. He would understand and explain everything that I'm not allowed to. Honestly, he was the greatest Laker ever. He understood team over self, meaning your rewards would come if you valued team goals over your own, then everything would fall into place. All
right,
can reply.
Rob. May I?
Yes, because I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to keep my. Go ahead, Chris. Let
first
them hate
of all,
you.
He wasn't the greatest Laker ever.
Right. Stop
it's
that.
Magic. And look, there's an argument. Rob G probably feels like it's Kobe, and I get that, Rob. I mean, he was tremendous. He brought 5 rings to the franchise. 20 years he played. So I get that, but I just think it was Magic. For all that he created. And Rob, the Lakers, yeah, they used to get to the championship. But when they started winning championships and becoming the best franchise in the league, it was because Magic came. It wasn't even because Kareem came, even though he was the best player. Because Kareem was there a few years before Magic. And they weren't yet winning championships. They were getting right to the playoffs. And so I give it to Magic. But also, and look, we all love Kobe. We all obviously know how tragic his death was, but that's a little bit of revisionist history. And Kobe demanded a trade from
yes,
the Lakers.
And also, Chris, you remember Game 7, he also played hot potato and refused to shoot.
Yeah.
People could say whatever you want, and those are facts. Those are.
Absolutely.
I bet you if he could take that back, he would, because that was a low moment for Kobe.
For
Rob
a guy
G,
that competitive.
Would you agree?
That competitive, yes. That
yes.
was absolutely
that was
a low moment.
It was ridiculous, to be honest. We couldn't believe it.
Undoubtedly. And you know, team first, Kobe, you know, the team was probably better off keeping Shaq. So I'm just saying, a little bit of revisionist history seems like a shot at someone. I mean, a lot of people are feeling like it's LeBron. I don't know, but I don't think it was a strong tweet to put out. She should have kept that to herself. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.